darling, why won't you give me your hand?
I was only horsing around, naturally. That stuff gives me a bang sometimes. Besides, I know it annoyed hell out of old Ackley. He always brought out the old sadist in me. I was pretty sadistic with him quite often. Finally, I quit, though. I pulled the peek around to the back again and relaxed.
Who belongs to this? Ackley said.
He was holding my roommate's knee supporter up to show me. That guy Ackley pick up anything. He'd even pick up your jockstrap or something. I told him it was Stradlater's, so he chucked it on Stradlater's bed. He got it off Stradlater's chiffonier, so he chucked it on the bed. He came over and sat down on the arm of Stradlater's chair. He never sat down in a chair, just always on the arm.
Where the hell you get that hat? He said.
New York.
How much?
A buck.
You got robbed.
He started cleaning his goddamn fingernails with the end of a match. He was always cleaning his fingernails. It was funny in a way. His teeth were always mostly looking, and his ears were always dirty as hell, but he was always cleaning his fingernails. I guess he thought that made him a very neat guy. He took another look at my hat while he was cleaning them.
Up home, we wear a hat like that to shoot deer in, for Christ's sake, he said. That's a deer-shooting hat.
Like hell it is. I took it off and looked at it. I sort of closed one eye, like I was taking aim at it. This is a people-shooting hat, I said. I shoot people in this hat.
Your folks know you got kicked out yet?
Nope.
Where the hell's Stradlater at, anyway?
Down at the game. He's got a date.
I yawned. I was yawning all over the place.
For one thing, the room was too damn hot. It made you sleepy. At Pensy, you either froze to death or died of the heat.
The great Stradlater, Ackley said. Hey, lend me your scissors a second, will you? You got 'em handy?
No, I packed them already. They're way in the top of the closet.
Get him a second, will you? Ackley said. I got this hangnail I want to cut off.
He didn't care if you'd packed something or not and had it way in the top of the closet. I got them for him, though. I nearly got killed doing it, too. The second I opened the closet door, Stradlater's tennis racket, in its wooden press and all, fell right on my head. It made a big clunk and hurt like hell. It damn near killed old Ackley, though. He started laughing in this very high falsetto voice. He kept laughing the whole time I was taking down my suitcase and getting the scissors out for him. Something like that, a guy getting hit on the head with a rock or something, tickled the pants off Ackley. You have a damn good sense of humor, Ackley, kid, I told him. You know that? I handed him the scissors. Let me be your manager. I'll get you on the goddamn radio. I sat down in my chair again, and he started cutting his big, horny-looking nails. How about using the table or something, I said. Cut 'em over the table, will you? I don't feel like walking on your crummy nails on my bare feet tonight. He kept right on cutting them over the floor, though. What lousy manners. I mean it.
Who's Stradlater's date? He said.
He was always keeping tabs on who Stradlater was dating, even though he hated Stradlater's guts. I don't know why.
No reason.
Boy, I can't stand that son of a bitch. He's one son of a bitch I really can't stand. He's crazy about you. He told me he thinks you're a goddamn prince, I said. I call people a prince quite often when I'm horsing around. It keeps me from getting bored or something.
He's got this superior attitude all the time, Ackley said. I just can't stand the son of a bitch.
You'd think he... Do you mind cutting your nails over the table, hey? I said. I've asked you about 50...
He's got this goddamn superior attitude all the time, Ackley said. I don't even think the son of a bitch is intelligent. He thinks he is. He thinks he's about the most...
Ackley! For Christ's sake, will you please cut your crummy nails over the table? I've asked you 50 times. He started cutting his nails over the table for a change. The only way he ever did anything was if you yelled at him. I watched him for a while. Then I said, the reason you're sore at Stradlater is because he said that stuff about brushing your teeth once in a while. He didn't mean to insult you for crying out loud. He didn't say it right or anything, but he didn't mean anything insulting. All he meant was you'd look better and feel better if you sort of brushed your teeth once in a while. I brush my teeth. Don't give me that. No, you don't. I've seen you, and you don't, I said. I didn't say it nasty, though. I felt sort of sorry for him in a way. I mean, it isn't too nice, naturally, if somebody tells you you don't brush your teeth. Stradlater's all right. He's not too bad, I said. You don't know him. That's the trouble. I still say he's a son of a bitch. He's a conceited son of a bitch. He's conceited, but he's very generous in some things. He really is, I said. Look, suppose, for instance, Stradlater was wearing a tie or something that you like. Say he had a tie on that you liked a hell of a lot. I'm just giving you an example now. You know what he'd do? He'd probably take it off and give it to you. He really would. Or, you know what he'd do? He'd leave it on your bed or something, but he'd give you the goddamn tie. Most guys would probably just... Hell, Ackley said. If I had his dough, I would too. No, you wouldn't. I shook my head. No, you wouldn't, Ackley kid. If you had his dough, you'd be one of the biggest... Stop calling me Ackley kid, goddammit. I'm old enough to be your lousy father. No, you're not. Boy, he could really be aggravating sometimes. He never missed a chance to let you know you were 16 and he was 18. In the first place, I wouldn't let you in my goddamn family, I said. Well, just cut out calling me. All of a sudden, the door opened. An old Stradlater barged in a big hurry. He was always in a big hurry. Everything was a very big